Today, the color line is the power line, is the poverty line.
This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, where the next generation of activists joins the Pacifica family. Rise Up is a collective radio show by conscious youth for youth. I'm Nell Geiser, here with Saki Hall, and of course our engineer, Errol Maitland.
Today, a discussion of police brutality and militarization in New York City, and what various coalitions are doing to stop it. We'll speak with the Interfaith Coalition for Neighborhood Police Partnership, the Justice Campaign for Alberta Spuro and Osman Zango, and the Campaign to Demilitarize the Police. We'll also get a report back from the New Labor Convergence, which took place on Long Island this past Wednesday, to bring together workers' centers addressing issues facing youth and immigrants on the job. And we'll hear about a demonstration coming up on January 15th to remember Martin Luther King Jr. and protest war and occupation. All that and more coming up, but first, here's some of the news affecting youth in New York City and around the country.
This week, 150 police officers were installed in what Mayor Bloomberg's office has called 12 of the city's most violent schools. According to the New York Times, the 12 schools enroll less than 3% of the city's 1.1 million schoolchildren, but the schools accounted for 13% of all serious crimes reported this school year and 11% of total incidents in the city's schools, officials said. Six students at four of the schools were arrested on Tuesday, the day after the new policing program began. 17 other students were cited on lesser charges. While city officials said the arrests were a sign of the program's success, others argued that the arrests were a sign of student resistance to the increased police presence. At Far Rockaway High School in Queens, students are now required to remove their shoes before entering the school. Philip Alphonse, an 18-year-old student at Far Rockaway, said, quote, "I feel like I'm in an airport." Keith Brooker, 16 years old, said, quote, "It's like they're turning the school into a precinct." School violence was heavily covered in the press this week, but seldom mentioned were the continued overcrowding at city schools and the reorganization of the school system that has left many parents, teachers, and students confused and frustrated. The mayor's school restructuring was supposed to foster community involvement in the schools, but Donna Caltabiano, first vice president of School Board 27 in Queens, told the Flushing Ledger, quote, "Everybody is left in the dark. Parents do not know who to turn to."
In related news, this week marked the one-year anniversary of the No Child Left Behind Act. U.S. Representative Anthony Weiner of Queens spoke out against the law. Quote, "The No Child Left Behind Act is a promise that has been broken," Weiner told the Ledger. He also stated, quote, "Regulations have choked schools and abandoned bad ones. All the while, the funding that was delivered was $1.24 billion less than promised." The No Child Left Behind Act gets an F. Weiner originally voted for the law, but has become one of its major opponents. The website costofwar.com calculates the total cost of war on Iraq as now almost $100 billion, money which the country could have hired over 1 million school teachers and provided almost 2,000 additional four-year scholarships at public universities. Presidential candidate Howard Dean, writing as a guest columnist for the Seattle Times, also slammed both President Bush and the No Child Left Behind Act. But Dean, who has flaunted the heavy youth involvement in his campaign, spoke of reforming No Child Left Behind and failed to mention the controversial issues of military recruitment in high schools imposed by the law.
Three Army reservists were discharged this week for abusing prisoners at a detention center in Iraq. The reservists, all from Pennsylvania, ranged in age from 21 to 38. They were found to have committed a range of abuses, including knocking prisoners to the ground, kicking them in the groin, abdomen, and encouraging subordinate soldiers to do the same. One reservist works during peacetime as a Pennsylvania state trooper, and another is a lieutenant at a boot camp-style prison run by the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections.
Finally, in international news, at least 8 children were killed this week by a bomb blast in Afghanistan. The children were on their way home from school. Doctors at a local hospital treated at least 29 people. 18 of them were with serious wounds. They said the majority of the victims were children between 7 and 15 years old. According to Reuters, the attack was a failed attempt by the Taliban to kill U.S. troops. And that's the latest in youth news.
For the world. What? Come on. Peace. Yo, there's brothers on the block posted up like they own it. That's Daytona from New York to California. Got blocks locked down. Like dog, you safe, whatever you with me. See, this is my town. So the youngsters grows in ghettos, goes to prison at an early age. Already know what's against him. So in order for him to survive one day, he must open up his eyes to the setbacks and rise. Cause everybody wants a shot in this land of opportunity. Look at what this country's got. There shouldn't be nobody homeless. How can the president fix all the problems when he ain't fixed home yet? The earth wasn't made for one man to rule alone. To all colors and creeds, it's the home it belongs. I want land, mansions, banks, and gold. Diamonds in Africa, oil in my control. The world's natural resources, all its residuals. But then comes foes, I have to guard it with missiles. And I become the most wanted. But is it worth hearing a million people problems and followed by Secret Service? I guess attempts on my life with loaded barrels. So move over Colin Powell or just throw in the towel. Yo.